Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 18th August 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Brands Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. I'm a little late this week because I am traveling out of the country, so Jay will not be with me because where I am now, internet is quite expensive. So I'll just be recording this for the next four episodes, which is a month. And when I'm back home, I will get back with Jay again and continue on with our usual banter. So in any case, this week's news, TikTok works with Vimeo and Canva. The partnership will make it easier for creators and marketers to build campaign creatives on Canva and Vimeo. So for those who don't understand Canva, who don't know, Canva is the platform where you can create templates for images and video, images and videos. And Vimeo is a place where you kind of like repurpose the video content to suit kind of whatever, whether it's YouTube or social media and things like that. And so how it works is it works between TikTok Ads Manager and the other two partners, which will ensure clips feel natural and in line with the platform. The key is for ads to not look like ads. So the problem with TikTok is that brands have started coming in and they are having trouble engaging with the audience because they create ad creatives like how they created it for YouTube, for example, or Facebook. And that is the same platform they used, they would have used years ago in, you know, paid TV media or you know, some form of video media. So that kind of format doesn't work, and TikTok it's been trying to sell that. Tell people that it doesn't work. And so instead of just telling people or guiding people how to do it, what TikTok is doing now is they're coming up with this kind of, you know, partnerships to make it easier for marketers to create ads that don't look like ads. TikTok is a very complex social platform where its content creation format requires a steep learning curve, even for the most experienced marketers on the platform. So far, very few marketers have found a formula to this. Enabling these processes will help improve the quality of the end products, because when people engage with ads, then you know, they get to sell, and when they get to sell, then more people will want to run ads, and then TikTok makes more money. Twitter hits with another verification hiccup. I did say earlier this year that Twitter will keep going through bottlenecks in its verification process, where people get blue ticks before it can actually catch up with the pent-up demand. They stopped taking in verification, I think it was in 2017, and then they reopened it again earlier this year. So there is a pent-up demand, a lot of people are making requests, and it went down for a while, the verification process stopped for a while, and then it continued again, and this time around it did stop again, and Twitter decided to, you know, pause and be able to handle the pent-up demand and sort out the kinks as well. During the process of verifying users, Twitter system has in the past mistakenly verified users who did not request for the tick. Congratulations for those who got their ticks, blue ticks, without even applying for them. Or it has even been given to some fake accounts. So Twitter said that at this point, everyone who has been given the blue ticks will get to keep them. It will ultimately create a lot of confusion as to what kind of privilege this blue tick even means for people, because it's supposed to be for people with some form of special, I guess, influence in the media, but now anybody with a bunch of followers can and will be able to get it, and that is a bit of a, you know, takes away the privilege of the blue tick. But I do hope that Twitter, after this verification thing happens, they create a kind of system to actually vet through all the blue ticks again and see again who deserves to have the blue tick and who does not deserve to have the blue tick, and then, you know, kind of cull them to bring back the privilege of the blue tick. End-to-end encryption comes to Messenger, Facebook's Messenger app, finally gets end-to-end encryption on, which was initially promised to users years ago. I think it was a couple of years ago. The encryption will be made available to video, audio, and text chats. Users will know if their chats are encrypted if they have a little notification at the top center of the chat screen, similar to what we see in WhatsApp and Instagram. It says chat is end-to-end encrypted. Some of the Messenger users have already had access to encrypted text for a while, but this rollout will be made to everyone, hopefully very soon. This move is part of Facebook's commitment to encrypt the messaging and chats for all their chat platforms, including Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram Direct. But according to our report last week, where Facebook and other companies are working on methods to snoop on encrypted chats without decrypting them, we don't know if this is helpful at all, because the point of being encrypted is that nobody can have access to it. And if these companies who encrypt all our chats also have a master key or skeleton key to go in and, you know, have a look at what we are talking about and what content, well, which they say they are not decrypting them, but what's the difference, right? If you can see it, you essentially would have decrypted it. And if they can create the technology to snoop on our text, who's to say other people won't have the ability to do that? So yeah, that beats the whole end-to-end encryption thing. WhatsApp tests chat import between iOS and Android. Quite possibly the most important update on WhatsApp is finally coming to us. Users will eventually be able to import chats between iOS and Android. Everybody's been waiting for this for the longest time. For parts of the world where people rely primarily on WhatsApp as their main chat, like Malaysia, the lack of this feature has prevented many from switching back and forth between mobile operating systems. So we don't live in a world where most people use, iMessage, because more people are on Android devices than we are on iOS devices. So WhatsApp is kind of like the default chat platform that we have. And to be able to import and export the full chat history between operating systems is a very big thing. The release will initially reach Samsung phones running iOS, Android 10 or newer, and eventually to all devices on both systems. YouTube releases a few new features. The first one will allow us to more easily find parts of videos we're looking for. By making chapters in a video searchable, users can soon find them straight from the web and watch clips beginning from that chapter itself. But in order for this to happen, the YouTube videos must be uploaded to contain those chapters broken down, and the cues, titles, and descriptions and everything as well. So if you just upload one full video without it having kind of bookmarks on every chapters and the name of the title of the chapters, this does not work. So if you create content on YouTube with maybe to-dos and I guess episodic weekly reviews of what social media is doing, we should actually start marking them by chapters, so it's easier for people who search for them to find the specific chapter and the specific topic itself. Another one is video previews that will be available to mobile search results. This lets users watch a short clip of the video before tapping into the video link. Desktop has already had that feature. When you search for a video on the Google search results that pop up, you hover your cursor around one of the videos, it plays a little bit of it. This function will be available to mobile users, which is good because once you see a little bit of it, you will kind of know if that's what you want to watch before even clicking in and watching the video itself. So if you are a business or a brand who have not properly understood if your viewers are getting what they're looking for, this feature may probably reduce your reach, because when people see it without going in, that means therefore there is no click, and when there is no click, then your metrics would have dropped. So there will be a little bit of adjusting that brands will need to do, creators will need to do. Yet another feature will help people find videos if there isn't any content about their search in the local language. So say for example, if I want to find a content in Spanish, but they only have it in English, so what YouTube will do is they will show automatically translated captions, titles, and descriptions in the search results. So right now this feature is only available in English, which means it's from foreign to English, and it will include other languages very soon. So that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post blitz and clips on Instagram and Facebook. If you like Social Media Weekly, it would really help if you could rate and review it on the podcast video of your choice and on YouTube, so more can discover it. Social Media Weekly is on the lookout for a regular co-host to help bring us some depth to the show. If you're interested, simply drop me an email at Sean, that is S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 18, August 2021. My name is Sean. See you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.